Really excited to be here today, I know we're getting our frequent flyer points to the region. You know, I'm part of Eastern Ontario in Pickering. Oxbridge is just east of Toronto, and boy, there's a real buzz happening in Eastern Ontario. You can just feel it. Industry. I just toured some businesses with you, Rick. Really remarkable innovation, entrepreneurship. Obviously, the announcement of Goodyear, Umicore, others, the industry here. And what a great place to raise a family. What a beautiful part of the country. And so I'm very excited to be here and welcome, feel very welcome here in the region. And I want to thank you for that welcome. You know, since 2018, our government has been laser focused on supporting municipalities and our plan to build Ontario. You know, part of that is because we've got record population growth happening. I'm the son of Hungarian refugees from World War II, and other than Indigenous, everyone came from somewhere else. But it's so critical that we continue to invest in the infrastructure and invest in people and businesses so that we can continue to grow, where people can raise families, have a good job, feel safe in their communities. And so that's precisely why our government has embarked on the most ambitious infrastructure plan and capital plan in Ontario's history. And I think it's one of the largest infrastructure plans ever in North America. $190 billion 10-year plan, and that's just our most recent number, and that number is growing. And just yesterday, we announced the largest energy procurement plan in Ontario's history. We're already one of the greenest power grids in all of North America. Countries around the world are envious of what we have in Ontario and Canada in terms of green energy, our nuclear fleet, our hydro, our renewables. And we just announced the largest procurement ever yesterday to continue to build the infrastructure, which includes energy. It also includes hospitals and healthcare, long-term care. It, of course, includes, I'd like to include broadband. You know, driving on the 401 yesterday, my reception dropped a couple times. You know, that's just on the 401. We've got a big province. We've got to make sure we build broadband right across this great province. I put in my first budget an ambitious plan to build, to connect every single home and businesses in Ontario by 2025, which is just next year. I put in $4 billion. That's more than all the other provinces and federal government combined, because we need to make sure all of Ontario is connected. It's good for people and families, but it's good for business. It's good for all of us. But of course, another big piece of infrastructure is homes and houses. But houses and homes can't be built without first putting in the infrastructure to support them. And of course, what is so key is drinking water supply, stormwater and wastewater systems. And thank you for the quick tour. That's one of the most informative bus tours, Matt, that I think I've seen in a long time, per capita. That was quite remarkable. And really, to think that you're thinking, you know, the city has done an incredible job to make sure that the thinking about the growth and the plans and to do it safely is really a rewarding thing to witness. It's also why in my budget in March of 2024 that I announced over $1.8 billion to support our municipal partners to help build more homes and accommodate the growth that we have in this province. You know, it's not in my remarks here, but I will say we've also been able to invest a record amount of money in infrastructure, while at the same time, we have a path to balance. We're being very respectful of taxpayer money, as you are in council, as we need to be at the province, to make sure that we're making the right investments. We don't have an infinite credit card. It's a big credit card, but it's not infinite from the taxpayer. So we have to invest wisely. And since we announced the $1.8 billion in infrastructure, we've awarded some $970 million, so just under a billion, to 54 projects in 60 different communities that will help unlock more homes right across this great province. And now, these just aren't homes that we're building. We're creating good jobs and better jobs and bigger paychecks along with the homes, just like my family and my parents who came here. They wanted a good education, the opportunity to get a good job and raise a family and feel safe. And we want to do that for people today and for the next generation. But we know more has to be done to ensure the prosperity for our future generations. That's why our government is investing. Where's the mayor? He's right behind me.
Right there.
He's not too far away. He's got to be right in the middle. He can't lean too left or right, so he's right in the middle. We're investing $35 million right here in Greater Napanee. That's a $35 million applause there, folks. To enable the construction of new homes as part of our government's Housing Enabling Water Systems Fund. This investment will not only help to build up to 4,000 new homes across town, but will also help expand and upgrade the Greater Napanee Water Pollution Control Plant, which we're sitting right in, a critical project that will support the needs of this growing community for years to come. And I'd like to echo Minister Surma, my partner in crime, who is the Minister of Infrastructure, and call on all municipalities across Ontario to apply if they have not done so already and join communities like Greater Napanee in building our future. Under the leadership of Premier Doug Ford, our government is providing the right tools and support that our province needs to grow and prosper. We believe in economic prosperity. We believe in the opportunity for everyone to have a good job and to be able to get a bigger paycheck, be able to raise a family and feel safe in their communities. And I can tell you, folks, we can't do it alone. It's with the great partnership of the Greater Napanee, the council, and municipalities like you right across Ontario. We can't do it alone. We have to do it together. And so let's keep building Ontario. Let's keep doing it together. And thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Ontario's Minister of Finance, Peter Bethlen-Falvey. And we'll now turn things over to our local MPP, Rick Brzee.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Minister Bethlen-Falvey. First of all, for coming here to Hastings, Lennox, and Eddington and joining us to make this incredibly exciting announcement, which highlights our government's work under the leadership of Doug Ford to build critical infrastructure where it's needed most and to get more homes built faster right here in communities like Greater Napanee. It's absolutely imperative that we continue this work. We heard from the CAO and our tour guide earlier that there hadn't been a new project on this site since 1978. Right? We need to continue to expand these projects to allow for increased housing, to allow for increased economic development. And as the minister stated, this funding will support the expansion and the upgrade of the Greater Napanee Water Control Pollution Plant, or Water Pollution Control Plant. You're going to get acronyms wrong. It's not just about improving the current, but it's preparing for the future, for generations to come right here in Greater Napanee and projects like this that are happening all across the province. These funds will enable the construction of up to 4,000 new homes right here. And this development is fundamental as our community continues to grow and thrive, drawing new residents and new opportunities for everyone here. Currently, this facility is, I'll say, pushing its capacity. And we know that that can lead to challenges during peak times. Right? These enhancements will modernize the plant, increase the capacity, and ensure that it continues to meet environmental standards for years to come. I need to acknowledge the hard work that's happened right here in Greater Napanee. This mayor, this council have done a tremendous job, but moreover, the staff of Greater Napanee have continued to work hard to make sure that this plant is operating at peak capacity and will do so with the next version of this plant as we expand it. And the acknowledgement of the municipality, the partnership between the municipality and the province is absolutely key. Greater Napanee has laid the groundwork to make this a reality. Mayor Richardson, Council, Matthew, Michael, right? You have the plan, and now you have the means to execute this investment, and we look forward to seeing what you do with that. These people are governing for our future and our children's future. As our population continues to grow, it's critical that we continue to make historic investments like this, as the minister was just speaking about, like this roughly $35 million project. We're getting it done for the people of Ontario, and we'll keep getting it done for the people of Greater Napanee. Thank you all.
Thanks very much. And I will now turn things over to His Worship, Mayor Terry Richardson.
Thank you so much, Matthew. First of all, I would like to say welcome to our honored guests, the Honorable Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy.
Thank you, sir.
Minister of Finance, and our local member of Provincial Parliament, Rick Rize. Your presence here and your continued support of our community is greatly appreciated, and we are extremely grateful for your government's support. I would also like to recognize my fellow members of council, who I know share my confidence in the potential of this town and the shared vision of great things that lie ahead. So thank you. Today's announcement that our provincial government is investing approximately $35 million towards the modernization of our water pollution control plant is life-altering for our community of almost 17,000 people. And it secures the future of our town as it allows us to grow. With this investment, I'm confident we will be able to accommodate the growing business and development interests in our town, similar to the nearly $575 million investment that Goodyear Canada announced just a short time ago. Today we are standing next to a facility that was constructed in 1953, long before many of us were even born. This facility was upgraded 25 years later in 1978 to its present-day secondary treatment processing facility. Since that time, town staff have amazingly been able to manage this aging infrastructure and undertaken many initiatives to extend its life and ensure that we minimize waste and maximize use. Candidly, our staff have been able to work miracles, and as the mayor, I am grateful for their efforts. But the reality is, everything has a limit, and we are reaching ours in terms of capacity to provide wastewater services to future businesses and residents. What I can tell you, today changes all that. With the provincial government's strategic investment today, we are well positioned to move forward on this shovel-ready project that is anticipated to cost upwards of $70 million. And this will allow us to accommodate nearly 4,000 new homes that are desperately needed, and I know our provincial government supports and encourages us. I can tell you that Greater Napanee appreciates the need for housing to accommodate growth, and with this investment, we stand ready to support the government in its vision and the housing needs of our future and current residents. In closing, I would like to thank Michael Nobes and Peter Dayfull and their staff at the Town of Greater Napanee for not only ensuring that this facility has remained functioning, but preparing, enabling us to move forward with this much-needed upgrade. We have ensured success for the great town of Greater Napanee for decades to come. I would also like to recognize Director Christy Kelly and her team for their continued work on providing water and wastewater services that our residents depend on. And while the infrastructure that serves them is often hidden from view, please know that the efforts to ensure that they are working properly does not go unnoticed. Once again, I would like to thank the Ford government, the Honorable Minister Kinga Surma, Minister of Infrastructure, the Honourable Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy, the Minister of Finance, and our local MPP Rick Brzee, MPP for the riding of Hastings and Lennox and Addington County, for supporting our community and for believing in the future of Greater Napanee. And at this point, I'd like to just get a little off track. Folks, I don't know if everybody can fathom the vastness of what's going to happen here now. $70 million investment, which is the largest investment this community has made in its 170-year history, is simply unfathomable. And what this is, I know there'd be some out there that say, you know what, this isn't shiny, this isn't sparkly. You know, it doesn't have a diving board attached to it. But you know what? The actions that we are taking right now is going to put us in a position in the future to have all those shiny things, to have those sparkly things. And, you know, for years to come, you know, our ancestors, long after I'm gone, the folks that live in this community will be thankful for the hard work that we committed. So thank you again to the province. We couldn't have done it without you. And we're just so excited. I words can't describe how excited I am for this announcement today. So thank you.